Why the hell you laughing, little bug?
My name is Little Bee, Yvette, and I am laughing because of this fence.
Yvette looked up at it. My God, darling, you Nigerians is worse than you look. You think this fence is funny? Me hope me never see the fence you consider to be serious.
It is the razor wire, Yvette. I mean, look at us girls. Me with my underwear in a see-through plastic bag, and you in your flip-flops, and this girl in her nice yellow sari, and this one with her documents. Do we look like we could climb that fence? I am telling you, girls, they could take away that razor wire, and they could put pound coins and fresh mangoes on the top of the fence, and we still could not climb out.
Now Yvette started to laugh. Woo ha 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 ha! And she scolded me with her finger. You foolish girl! You think they built this fence for to keep us girls in? You crazy! They built this fence for to keep all the boys out. Them boys know the quality of the humans they keep lock up in this place. They be breaking down the doors.
I was laughing, but then the girl with the documents spoke. She was sitting on her heels and looking down at her Dunlop green flash trainers.
Where are all of us going to go?
Wherever the taxi take us, ya not see it? And then we take it on from there. Brighten up that gloomy face, darling. We going there, in England.
Yvette pointed her finger out through the open gate. The girl with the documents looked up at where she was pointing, and so did the sorry girl, and so did I. It was a bright morning, I told you this already. It was the month of May, and there was warm sunshine dripping through the holes between the clouds, like the sky was a broken blue bowl, and a child was trying to keep honey in it. We were at the top of the hill. There was a long tarmac road winding from our gate all the way to the horizon. There was no traffic on it. At our end, the road finished where we sat. It did not go anywhere else. On both sides of the road, there were fields. And these were beautiful fields, with bright green grass so fresh it made you hungry. I looked at those fields, and I thought I could get down on my hands and knees and put my face into that grass and eat and eat and eat.